Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studio at Halas Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears have lost to three quarterbacks who had a lot of inexperience. Now they face a guy in Matthew Stafford that's been around a while, played them a long time. What's the key to containing him?
You know, make sure they don't get off to a fast start. One thing about Matthew Stafford, there's a lot of pressure on him. After losing Calvin Johnson to offseason retirement, how are you going to develop the receiver position of this football team? So now you brought in Anquan Boldin, and they got Marvin Jones, who had a 205-yard game last week, and they're still waiting for Ebron, their tight end, to break out to live up to his athleticism. They lost a running back a couple weeks ago, and now a lot of that production falls on the shoulders of Theo Riddick. When you lose a big-time receiver like Calvin Johnson, how are you going to pick up the slack? And the way he has is by throwing the ball all over the field and being the most productive part of their offense.
The Bears' defense has been decimated by injuries. They've lost a lot of veteran players, a lot of young guys going in there that have never played before, never started, really haven't played at all in the NFL. What's the challenge for Vic Fangio moving forward to get these guys up to speed and do it quickly? Because as we know, in the NFL, there's only 16 games, and you better get it done quickly.
Well, the challenge should fall on the shoulders of the players. They have to go and take a personal interest in making sure they do a huge amount of studying. And that's not only when they're in meetings and they're being coached or on the practice field. It means when they go home. They have to take their playbook home with them. They have to pay attention to every single detail that they could possibly face during the course of a football game.
The Bears aren't the only ones that had a lot of injuries. Detroit's defense has also hurt a little bit. Ziggy Ansah is their best pass rusher, and DeAndre Levy have both been hurt. How do the Bears attack that defense?
Well, you know, you have to think about what you do well offensively. And I think when you look at the big weapons they have in Alshon and Kevin White, Eddie Royal's having a really good beginning of the season, and Zach Miller came alive last week. So I would say, what is the concern of the Detroit Lions? The Bears have some big-time weapons. What do the Bears do well? And I think it's making sure that the first drive that they have the football is to have a well-constructed first series. Because that's the most exciting thing to a football team is you have the well-constructed offensive drive, you gain field position, you get the crowd involved, and then you start building the confidence of every player that's getting the opportunity on the field. I think it's you have to be concerned about the pass rush ability of the Detroit Lions. But look, how are they going to face the weapons that we have offensively?
Bears have lost 11 out of 12 at home. I don't think we'd ever imagine even saying that dating back to 2014. What's the mentality as a player in terms of home field advantage? Do you have to go out there thinking and believing that you're going to win because you are at home?
You have to know you're going to win. And I do think this is a confident group. And that's all it's going to take for this team to get over the hump, is they have to go out there and they have to have a confident effort. And, you know, thinking ahead, I would love to see him win the coin toss. I would love to see him take the football. I would want to see him have a well-constructed first offensive drive, because that's how you create enthusiasm inside the stadium, from the sideline to the stands and, you know, and back.
Now comes my favorite part of our little show here, Tom's take on his career with the Bears. When I think of the Lions, and I'm going to throw something way out of left field here at you, I remember William Perry picking up a fumble, rambling all the way almost to the end zone, getting caught from behind. But I want to know from you what it was like playing with William Perry.
I love to see his smiling face. And that, you know, he was here early in the morning. So his big smile on William Perry always greeted you in the locker room. But I got to tell you, because of the way we practice and how physical and how live we went, it was difficult, because William Perry was a great football player. He had great instincts on the line of scrimmage, and he was a hard guy to move out of position. So, you know, you talk about what a great teammate he is in the locker room before and after practice, but when you went on the field, you really had to take him seriously. Practicing against him every day as an offensive lineman, it was tough, and it really made us a better player because William was such a good player.
Tom, great stuff as always. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.